Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Got the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Patting pockets. We take the dollar, dollar. Can a damn soul stop it? Here comes the new kid on the block.
Welcome, Pew Report readers and listeners, to another edition of the wildly entertaining and popular Buccaneer podcast called Pewter Nation Podcast. You see that, Scott? I switched it up just a little bit.
You did, yeah.
I threw myself off. You see, I kind of stumbled.
Let's keep the train rolling.
Yeah, we're going to keep
it
rolling.
Hey, the band's back together. I'm back from Indy.
Reunion tour. Yeah. Great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be seen.
And
I'm not going to mention the fact that my solo podcast from Indy got more listens. I'm not going to mention that. So you can just carry on.
Well, you shouldn't mention it because you probably doctored up the numbers a little bit.
I didn't.
I'll say this. It got two less listens than it normally does because me and Matt didn't listen to that.
Okay.
Also, yeah, no. We were dead to rights because we started the podcast with you, me, and Taylor. You said, yeah, this is a really low expectation podcast.
Well, that's
so
true. I mean,
you didn't really give the people a reason to listen.
If people stop listening just because I said it was low expectation, then they shouldn't listen anyway.
It doesn't matter because the click already counts at that point.
Exactly.
It already counts as a listen.
Wrong.
Whether you listen to the full duration,
that's
30
right.
seconds or 30 minutes, it all counts the same.
Well, what we're going to do on this podcast so we get a lot of clicks is we're going to title it Buccaneers Cut Jameis Winston.
That would probably get a lot of listeners.
It really changed the draft prospect.
It would.
That's true.
Yes.
Change
probably
the whole
going
lot.
After Kyler Murray.
Yeah. We might get our credentials yanked.
Well, that's true.
Awesome. Yeah.
So we probably won't do that.
I don't know. Have you seen the headlines from some of these other people in this building?
Yeah,
hey-o.
No comment.
Not mentioning names. All right. So the voice you hear, of course, is longtime publisher, beat writer, jack of all trades, master of none. Right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, pretty good at Bucks coverage. That's probably
pretty good. Yeah,
that's about the only thing I'm good at.
You're almost
pretty
good. You're almost a master at that.
You're as fab as your Fab Five.
Appreciate that, Matt. Angling for the raise already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like it.
He's wearing a Mets hat. Forget about it. And the other voice you hear is intern / producer Matt. I'm still going to go with that title until somebody forces me to change it. And since I'm the voice of the podcast, we're not going to change it. Sure. By the way, guys, I just want to give a shout out to the Pewtercast. This is the ironic thing is I won for the podcast guest of the year on their podcast, Brent,
yes.
Wren, great guys, good dudes, big Bucks fans. The ironic thing is I'm the least popular member on my own podcast. Now, how
right.
does that happen? People hate me the most on this podcast, yet
yeah.
I win an award for being the most
podcast.
Popular guest for theirs.
Yeah, well, I'm already actually booked for next week on their podcast.
Well, I see.
You're
totally
I'm
angled on that.
Trying
I saw
to
you last
angle
night.
For the that award next year. But
I can't take away the one I have now. That's all
right.
That matters.
And here's the cool thing. So we were at a Bucks luxury suite event because mm-hmm. PewterReport.com, we have a luxury suite and
not
we get
deal.
Invited to these things. Not a big deal.
You have to do is advertise and you can be a guest in our PewterReport.
That's
yeah,
true.
There you go.
That's true.
Well,
share
listening.
The love, share the suite. And we were there and we all listened to Bruce Arians and some of the, mm-hmm. the coaches that were there do like a little Q&A session with the fans. We tweeted some of that out. Matt and I were diligently putting out the video on the Pewter Report Twitter account while you and Taylor were comfortably enjoying some beverages.
Well, I mean, look, this was not a reporting type event, you know. In fact,
kind of sort of was,
I had some of the I had somebody some people in the office of the Buccaneers, some higher ups, you know, say, "Hey man, we appreciate you coming and thanks for, you know, not treating this as a, you know, just coming out as sweet holders and, you know,
yeah.
being respectful." And then I find out you guys are tweeting stuff out and reporting on
listen,
it.
Listen,
you just can't get
away
from
news,
it.
I was merely following orders.
Yeah, if there's news
merely following orders.
There, Buccaneer news, Pewter Report's all over it.
Oh, boy. Well, it was good. And
yeah.
you listen.
But no, here the best part, though, was you actually got an award. Now, a lot of times people say, you know, you've won this award, whatever, and it's just kind of like a
right.
distinction. It's,
right.
it's a, we did
like
a story on your
like, I won the most popular
award
of the British fans for Buck Power.
Right. What'd you get for it?
Nothing.
A distinction. You
right.
got,
they just, I got an email
yeah,
from Paul.
Right. They actually show up with an award.
A nice one. A heavy like trophy is a shape of
looks
a
like
Lombardi
trophy.
And the stardom
and
went,
it's engraved.
The stardom went straight to your head. Within seconds of getting the award, you're like, Taylor, take my drink and throw it out.
No, I do that anyway.
Not to mention you're wearing sunglasses right now, like Johnny Knoxville and Jackass.
I mean, I'm Bradley Cooper. I'm the Bradley Cooper of this group.
Emphasis on the word jackass. Well, listen, hey, we do have an
action-packed
show.
I got to do my acceptance speech.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you to everybody. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
No, so we got some news this week. We had Donovan Smith re-signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
to
a three-year
deal. The most popular
deal.
Buccaneer in the history of the franchise, Mr. Donovan Smith. Most
universally
loved
by fans.
Yep. There was nobody upset about that at all.
Yeah. I think from what I was gathering on Twitter, some of the responses, some of the comments in our story, I think people were more excited over the fact that he got a three-year deal as opposed to a five-year deal.
Yeah.
And so here's what I think is going to happen. We kind of talked about this. Let's share some intel with our Pewter Nation podcast listeners, our family. The Bucs are going to draft an offensive tackle either this year or next year and give Donovan Smith some competition. So it's a three-year deal, 2 years guaranteed. That is a classic Mike Greenberg deal for the Buccaneers. And what that does is the first year, the cap value is $12.5 million. It's $1.5 million less than it would have been if they would have franchised
him.
So it saves the Bucs some cap money this year. Next year, it frees up the franchise tag in case they have to use it for Jameis.
Sure.
They don't have to worry about using it on Donovan again, which is what they would have had to have done. If they franchise Donovan this year at $14 million and don't come to a long-term agreement, and don't have a viable replacement lined up via the free agency or the draft, then you look at franchising him again, that would cost the Bucs $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, that would have blown fans' minds. Like, Donovan Smith's not worth $17 million. So the plan is draft the tackle this year or next year. If it doesn't happen this year, it happens next year. Then Donovan is in the final year of his contract next year. And then you say, hey, you know, or I should say he's in the second year, the last year of the guaranteed money. So it's essentially a two-year deal for Smith. Then you have the young guy in the hopper. Either he's a rookie next year or you draft him this year, and then he's a second-year player. And if Donovan, if his play kind of plateaus, if he doesn't show any improvement, if he gets worse, heaven forbid, if he takes the money and you know gets lazy, then you have an option there. And even if Donovan in 2020 – even if then he is the backup and the rookie that you drafted this year or next year ends up being the better prospect, the better player, then you jettison Donovan after 2 years.
I think at that point the loser of whatever that battle is gets kicked out to the right side anyway.
That's what I was going to say.
You draft a guy this year, next year, and then he's replacing DeMar Dotson, who the Buccaneers would like to be able to count on for one more year this
right.
year. And then if you do draft a guy this year or next year, you can get away. I mean, I say you can get away. I would feel more comfortable with playing a rookie at right tackle, obviously, than left tackle.
Yes.
Particularly
unless they're really special.
Right, right. And there isn't – I mean, as of right now, there's no consensus that there's a special Joe Thomas, Walter Jones,
right.
Taylor Lewan type
Correct.
Tackle in this draft
yes.
right now.
I was at the Combine. There was a ton of buzz that Jonah Williams is going to have to move inside. There's a couple of teams maybe that like him as a left tackle. He obviously bristled at that notion. He was very kind of pissed off at the media.
Well, there's because that's where the money is, man.
Of course, that's it.
He said the left tackle. Yeah. Look at the money Allie got versus Donovan got.
That's right.
And Allie's a better offensive lineman than Donovan Smith.
Yes, a better player.
A better player, but he doesn't play in the right position
Correct.
To utilize that. And so they're going to draft somebody, as you said, Scott, and they're going to be there is going to be a competition. But this was, I think, when I first heard that it was 3 years, I was like, man, what the heck's Donovan thinking? This is really a brilliant move by Donovan.
It's a good deal for him, too.
Because if he does play well over the next – look, Donovan doesn't even have to play well over the next 3 years.
Right.
Donovan just has to play adequate.
Yes,
and he's going to be in the $20 million range, right? Because 3 years from now, the market's going to be even higher
yes.
for the tackle position. I'd say 20, but
right.
but he's going to make more – as an average tackle, you know what I mean?
Well, but I think to your point, though, is this really gives Donovan all the incentive in the world to get the $20 million deal
yeah.
if he becomes that top
elite
five tackle.
Top five tackle, yeah. There's
and
no
at,
doubt.
At age 25 right now, he would be hitting free agency at 28,
yeah.
still in his prime.
Yeah.
And a lot of the great left tackles, you see those guys play to 32, right? So you can
– Donald Penn. Paul Gruber played into his 30s. Buddy. I mean –
You're throwing Donald Walter... Penn into the mix of great left tackles?
Yeah.
Of all time.
Of all time?
I was just thinking old left tackles.
Okay. Yeah, that's that makes more sense.
I was about guys that were still playing at, you know, right. approaching age 40. But no, I mean, no, he's not great of all time. But you're right. I mean, offensive tackles, and Donovan's just got to stay healthy. I thought it was kind of odd, not odd, but it was a kind of a different, weird response because I asked him specifically yesterday during the press conference.
Yeah,
I
that's
said,
a good question.
I said, you know, look, what was that like going through that contract year? Did you worry about getting hurt? I mean, what, you know, because they all say, no, I'm not worried about it. I'll worry about it in the offseason. Bull crap.
Yeah, ask Quan.
You know, yeah. And when he saw Quan Alexander right. go down, I mean, that had to
grabbing
freak him
knee
out a
against
little bit.
Cleveland.
Through his mind right away.
Right. You know, and he's like, no, nah, you don't think about anyone. None of that stuff, blah, blah. And then by the end of the question, he goes, you know, it was, yeah, in the back of your mind. Yeah, you do think about it.
Completely 180. Right, completely. Away.
You know, which that's what I want to hear. I want to hear honesty from Donovan Smith. Did that affect his play a little bit last year? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, I think Donovan is who Donovan is, and fans have been beating Donovan up, and Peter Report has to a degree too. But the bottom line is he gave up 5.5 sacks last mm-hmm. year in over 1,000 snaps.
Yeah.
Almost 500 pass attempts last year.
But he gave up a lot of pressures, too.
He did give up a lot of pressures.
And I pointed out in the SRS Fab 5 that the Buccaneer running game was actually way worse than people thought because they're just looking at well, here's the rushing totals right. for the team, and they're, what, 27th, 28th, whatever they end up finishing. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston combined for, I think, 500, 600 yards mm-hmm. rushing. And it was those weren't designed – quarterback
yeah,
option reads,
they're
running for their lives.
Right. Well, and that's to me, everybody, I'm not worried about Donovan and pass protection. Yeah, he gets a little sloppy from time to time, you know, gets a little lazy. But he's got to be more effective in the run game. He really does, because I think that's where I think he can be more dominant at mm-hmm. if he wants to be. And I yes. think he's going to be required. We heard from Harold Goodwin last night mm-hmm. and Bruce Arians talking about running the football. Bruce said, listen, we can chunk the ball all over the place. We'd love to do that. But if you're not throwing the football, that doesn't work. Right. I mean, if you're not running the football, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they're going to push Donovan to be a better run blocker because, again, I was going back to 5.5 sacks and 500 pass attempts. You figure out those percentages. I dare anybody listening to this podcast to say they make fewer mistakes in their daily job mm-hmm. than Donovan Smith did. Yes, I understand the pressures. A point that I made on 620, though, is – you know, Jameis isn't the easiest quarterback to block for.
Sure.
Donovan Smith's pressures would have been way down if he was blocking for a Drew Brees, right?
Where it's rhythmic, get the ball out, right. three-step drop.
Right. Yes. Nobody holds the ball longer than Jameis Winston in the NFL.
Brad for Johnson for used to.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
But, I mean, Jameis will wait till the last minute. I mean, he wants to make a play on every play.
Right.
And that is difficult for offensive linemen. Again, if he's blocking for Drew Brees, people aren't complaining about Donovan Smith. I just don't think they are because mm-hmm. you don't have to hold your block as long. You don't have to worry about the quarterback escaping the pocket and running to the left side, mm-hmm. running into pressure. You know, we all beat him up for that play against Dallas where he kind of gave up on the guy. But in hindsight, that play was designed for that ball to have been gone 2 seconds sooner than that. You know what I mean? Again, you still got to play to the whistle. You got to understand all these things.
Yeah, definitely. And so let's transition now to – Quan Alexander, a player who we just talked about, was on the field grabbing that knee against mm-hmm. the Cleveland Browns game, only played six games. And I went back and looked when I was doing some research for the Quan story that Mark and I put up the other day. He's only played 16 games one season because he missed four his rookie season with the right. PED. He missed four 2 years ago with a hamstring injury. Yeah. And then his second season – which was really his Pro Bowl caliber type season. Mm-hmm. He went to the Pro Bowl the following year, but his real Pro Bowl season was 149 tackles. He had 108 solo tackles mm-hmm. to lead the NFL, and that was the only season, his second year in the league, where he played all 16. So here you're looking at a guy that only played six games last year because of the ACL. I like Quan Alexander an awful lot, but for a player that – and you can't control injuries – but some guys get hurt, and some guys just don't get hurt in this league.
Right,
and some guys can play through their injuries. But Quan Alexander's played 4 years in Tampa, and he's missed a total of 18 starts. And 10 of those came last year. But it's just one of those things where, like, wow, he's only played one full season. And from what we've learned, he and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, are asking for north of $11 million per year. Levante David makes $10 million per year. Levante signed his deal a couple years ago. Right. You have to factor in
the time
and the new deals. Now their players are getting paid more. But Levante David is the better, more dependable linebacker. And I don't know that at this point in time, I don't know that the Buccaneers want to pay Kwan $10 million or more.
No, and especially on a long-term deal. I mean, it's one thing if you offered him a $5 million base and an incentives to be able to make,
right,
you know, $7, $8 million, depending on how he does, if he stays healthy, if he comes back and plays a full 16-game schedule. But I think it's crazy to for him and Drew Rosenhaus to even be talking about those numbers.
Well, listen, it's fine for them to do that because Kwan's going to hit the free agent market.
Mm-hmm.
So let's set up the table here. So we've got Sunday night, which is the tampering period begins.
The free agency frenzy starts.
Right, Sunday night. That's when agents can talk to other teams. Can't get a deal signed.
But you can agree to terms.
You can agree to terms.
That's the big statement that
yes.
everyone says.
But so a lot of these deals, well, let's face it, a lot of these deals are getting done right now. And then they'll be announced to the media. The Schefters and the Rappaports and stuff will have a barrage of tweets with deals that have already kind of been done. And they'll happen like instantly right around when the gates open on Sunday, mm-hmm. right? When all these deals will magically start to pop up. And the reason is because the negotiations, the groundwork gets laid at the Senior Bowl between agents and teams. The foundation starts to get laid for these deals at the Combine. And then from the Combine through Sunday is really when some of these deals actually take place. And then the open period, the open tampering period happens. But that's why when you see Sunday, some of these deals are going to pop up an hour or two.
Someone like CJ Mosley from the Ravens, you know, they obviously decided not to franchise tag him. So he's probably going to be the first linebacker off the board, I would suspect. So I wonder how long it's going to take for a team to throw a lot of money at Kwan, or if we find out that, hey, he's asking for 11, but no one's going to give him 11.
Yeah, he's asking for money that he would have if he were injured.
Right.
And I just think that's crazy. He's not going to get anywhere near
he's
that.
He's not. And I think the beauty of the relationship between Jason Light, who talked very cordially about Kwan at the Combine, and profused all of the love that the franchise has for him. He's the heartbeat of the team and all that. There's a great relationship there between Kwan and Jason and also Mike Greenberg. And that's really going to help the Buccaneers out, because I think Kwan and Drew Rosenhaus will give the Buccaneers an opportunity to match whatever they get in free agency. Sometimes if a player doesn't feel that loyalty and they hit the free agent market, they say, listen, you had all during the offseason to get me signed. Now I'm hitting free agency, and I'm going to take the better deal. But that's not the case with Kwan. Kwan is working out here at the team facility.
I was going to say, he's at the facility every day. He's doing radio hits.
He wants to be
a
Buccaneer.
He wants to stay in Tampa.
Yes. And I think the team just says, we don't know what your market value is.
Right.
We're going to let the market decide.
They're not going to overpay.
Right.
And I think that's a smart move by them.
Agreed.
I'll tell you what, it's another smart move, guys.
What's that?
My birthday's coming up.
No,
when?
It's not.
Yeah, how do you know?
When's your birthday?
Because I wished you a happy birthday when it was your birthday, which was like during football season or like right around training camp.
October 26th. Well, I'm just giving anybody an early shot. And
ample
and,
warning.
Yes.
Cook's birthday is coming up
and I would really I would really love a gift certificate to T.A. Mahoney's, because I need some new fishing equipment.
Do you know what my birthday is? It's April 23rd. It's a hell of a lot sooner than yours.
Well, me and Matt are going to go in and buy yourself, buy Mr. Reynolds a flare gun.
Yes.
So you can just
wanted.
Sit in your backyard and shoot it up, and the authorities in Pasco County will surround your house.
They'll know exactly where to come.
But they'll be like, you'll be like, I was just kidding, just testing my flare gun.
Yeah, I bought it at TMO. Well, actually, I was gifted this
right
from my good friends Matt and Mark, and they got it at T.A. Mahoney's.
T.A. Mahoney's, and T.A. Mahoney's is the place to go for flare guns, and really any marine needs that you may have, from fiberglass to fixing your own boat, to having your trailer worked on, to having equipment professionally installed. They have an amazing audio department there. They've got marine radios. Don't go to the big box store and just buy a cheap radio and put in your boat.
They don't
work. There's moisture. There's salt. They make special. Did you know that's got special marine radios? So when you're out on the water, you can be jamming. By the way, I hate when people play radio on a boat. I mean, you're out in nature. It's beautiful. Listen to the sounds of the water and the wind and the birds.
Okay.
Don't be friggin' playing, unless it's Backstreet Boys, but don't be playing any ridiculous music. So anyway, point is, though, if you do like a radio on your boat, they've got that as well. Fishing equipment to apparel to sunglasses to major repairs on your boat or your equipment. T.A. Mahoney's been in business since 1948, located 50th Street in Adamo, proud sponsors of the Peter Nation podcast. Stop by, visit Mike, Matt, Mark, the whole crew there, and make sure to let them know that Pewter Report sent you. And even if you're not a Marine person, give them a shout and thank them for sponsoring the Pewter Nation podcast.
Adam Humphries,
don't get long
a good
gone.
Feeling. Don't get a good feeling. Actually,
adios.
You wrote that a long time ago, and I think it's going to hold up.
And the thing is, the money's even getting higher. Now I'm seeing stuff north of $10 million. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And listen, I actually had a little bit of a conversation with Adam, who was playing golf yesterday with Hunter Renfro. And
ooh, that's awkward.
Not really, because you know what Adam
told
me? They're
not going to draft Hunter Renfro. They're not going to draft.
No, they might draft Hunter Renfro in the fourth or fifth round, absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
That late? Yeah, sure.
Is Hunter Renfro better than Adam Humphries?
Adam Humphries, this is what I was going to tell you. Adam Humphries said,
they're the same guy.
Adam Humphries said Hunter Renfro is an upgrade. He's an upgrade. If you draft, if the Buccaneers end up taking him, he's an upgrade over me. Adam told me that. And if you look at Hunter's numbers compared to Adam's, in college, it's not even close.
Well, yeah, but if you look at the receivers that Adam had to play with at the time, he was playing with like DeAndre Hopkins, and there was like three Clemson receivers that kind of came up where he was always the number three guy.
He was more like the number four guy, number five guy. He was way down the pecking order at Clemson. But that's the whole point. How do you pay? And again, how do you, if you're Jason Light and the Buccaneers, how do you justify paying a guy who is way down your pecking order here? Again, 816 yards, 76 receptions, 5 touchdowns. That was a career year last year from Adam Humphries.
It's not going to get any better than that.
And even
the only
if
way
it gets
better is if he comes
better.
Back and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin got hurt. That's the only way those numbers would be even
better.
You just
jinxed this football team.
No,
and
because it's not going to happen. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I mean, it's crazy. I love Adam. I think he's a great football player. He's he's well loved by
go
the community
paid,
and the fans. And that's I told him that. I said, you can't turn down $10 million.
Yeah.
You'd be a fool. You can't turn down $8 million.
Yeah. I wonder what the ceiling is. I wonder what the maximum amount of average money per year that the Bucks would spend. I'm guessing it's not more than like $6.5 million.
Yeah. Probably comparable to a break contract is what you're looking at. And now there's word and rumors out there. These are the teams that I've heard that have some interest in him. Panthers,
Panthers.
Saints,
yep.
Two division foes.
Right.
Denver.
Possibly Dallas, too, if they let Cole Beasley go.
Cole Beasley's probably gone. So, you know, there's four or five teams. And we're not even mentioning Cleveland, where Todd Monken is the new offensive coordinator. I think that's a big fit. I mean, they've got some salary cap room.
Yeah.
And I think Todd would love to have a guy like Adam Humphries here for Baker Mayfield to play in the slot.
I think Baker and Adam would be bros. I think
he'd
would
probably be roommates.
That's what I'm saying. I think you would go right from Cam Brate to Baker Mayfield. I think they'd be bros.
Now, Adam's a little more humble than Baker.
Of course, but I'm just saying, everybody needs a wingman. You know, you're hitting the scene.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let me just tell you something,
though. Let Baker get all the shine, all the publicity
That's
and everything,
right.
And he's just going to do his thing and catch.
I've been to Cleveland, guys. It ain't South Tampa. I'm just saying, the pecking order is not the same as in South Tampa.
Yeah, but if you're making $8 million, you can fly some babes in.
I mean, LeBron left twice, and that's his hometown. That's how much he doesn't
that's
like
true.
Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right, so free agency kicks off next Wednesday, 4
Who
o'clock.
Who do we think the Buccaneers are going to sign? I mean,
I don't think they're going to sign anybody Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that they will sit out the first tier of free agency.
You know how you can find out who we think the Buccaneers are going to sign?
By checking out our free agency previews.
Absolutely.
We started
on Monday. We're breaking it down a couple positions each day where we're listing the top five available free agents, the next five kind of in the not really ranked as
in
much.
The running.
In the running. And then we pick our best bet on who we think at each position the Buccaneers could have some interest in.
Yeah.
But Scott, you wrote about it recently. This team is not going to make an Anthony Collins, Josh McCown, Alteron Verner, Michael Johnson.
Yeah, there's no
first day of free agency splash.
There's not going to be any Jensen signings. There's not going to be any DeSean Jackson signings.
Not any Eric Wright signings.
Hopefully
thank
not.
Thank God.
Yeah. Now, I will say
that's
this.
My least favorite free agent. That's even of all the free agents.
Mine was Derek Ward.
That was, you were around for that.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, I heard that.
Big time.
All right, bleep that out, Taylor.
No,
I mean, Matt, whoever
he
you are.
He deserves it.
How disrespectful.
All right, sorry.
listen, there could be some signings next week, and what I mean by this is I think they're going to go after a free agent guard because I think that this team wants Alex Kappa to be the right guard.
They have to sign a free agent guard. There's not the starter at guard in September for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is not on the roster right now.
Correct.
Because you've literally have Kappa and Benanon.
No, they're not giving Benanon. Benanon,
we know he's out.
Yeah.
And I didn't see there's nothing that tells me, and I know that this organization is still high on his potential, but there is nothing to tell me. Well, I would bet more on Holcomb playing starting over Kappa, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. But I'll say this. When you are an older guy, when you're in your 30s and you're hitting free agency.
Like me, in my 30s, mid-30s.
True. No, you're not. You're in your 40s. You're
early 40s.
You're almost on IR.
Very early 40s. 41.
I think that two of the guards the Bucks might be interested in is Mike Iupati, and they'll have to check the medical because he really got banged up the last couple of years in Arizona. But he might be that Logan Mankins stopgap, and probably not nearly as good as Logan Mankins, but that veteran stopgap journeyman guy that can come in and start the season, and you hope whether it's a Kappa or a draft pick, maybe they develop and take over at some point in time. But either him or Pittsburgh's Reuben Foster. And Foster's 33, Iupati's 31.
Is it Reuben Foster or Ramon Foster?
Ramon? Did I say Reuben?
Yeah.
Okay, I meant Ramon.
Yeah.
Or maybe I meant Reuben. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the Foster dude from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So one of those
knows.
Yeah, one of those two veterans, I think, could be an earlier signing by Tampa Bay because the longer those guys sit out in free agency, and if they really become the second tier, you're talking about league minimum. You're talking about 1 year league minimum type deals.
Bruce needs to use his, hey buddy, we used to have a good time.
Exactly.
Come back and let's play for me and let's win a ring in the next 2 years.
Right.
Speech.
And that's what I'm saying. One of those guys, and you're looking at maybe $3 million per year.
Maybe, though. That's the crazy thing about free agency. That's the crazy thing. We could be listen, 6 months ago when we were looking at Adam Humphreys, we're thinking $5, $6 million in the open market. Oh, all the other day, 10, 11. Are you kidding me?
But that's what I'm saying is let's say free agency starts, and whether it's Foster or Iupati, first 24 hours roll by. Let's say Sunday rolls by, Monday rolls by. The phone's not ringing. The Buccaneers call and say, hey, we're going to lowball you. We're going to, $2.5 million, $3 million. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You might see a guy like that jump on it because guess what? If he doesn't take that.
They better get their hat in the ring early. I agree with that.
And the Buccaneers circle back a week later, they're going to have a lower price.
Right.
So for those older free agents, those journeyman, stopgap type players, you might see the Buccaneers strike and get one of those type deals done. It's just not going to be for the Ryan Jensens, the guy that's still in his prime, that's going to set the market at whatever position.
I don't really foresee this football team signing Tyrann Mathieu either.
I don't either.
Just because I've seen that number go crazy.
Yeah.
$12 million a year.
There are so many safeties available.
But that's the crazy thing. The safety market was awful. There was a lot of good safeties last year.
Right.
I say good there was a lot of safeties out there, and they got nothing.
Right.
I mean, that's there were guys.
Saying.
But this year, you've got Mathieu. You've got
Eric
Landon
Weddle
Collins.
Recently.
Weddle. I mean, there's
Adrian
really,
Amos.
Really good.
He's only 26, and Donovan Smith has been really pining for him on Twitter to get the Bucs to
You got Dion Buchanan, who was a former first-round pick out in Arizona, who I don't think is going to get much at all. He was a great fit in Todd Bowles' defense.
In a 3-4, and when they switched to 4-3 last year, he was kind of lost.
Right.
He's had some injury problems, too, but I think that's a guy. But the thing is, they kind of moved him to a hybrid linebacker position last year in Arizona at 211 pounds or whatever it is. He's small, really small.
Yep.
So, but I think he would fit nicely in Todd Bowles' system as
that
3-4.
He would be like that money backer in the nickel-type defense. And so I
So he is what they would utilize him in the way that they would utilize Mathieu, but for a quarter of the cost.
Sure. Yeah, you could get one of those guys for $2-3 million per year, as opposed to 7 or 8, whatever Matthew's going to get, and Landon Collins is probably going to get
over ten.
Yeah. So the Buccaneers could be active, but it's not going to be the top shelf guys, and that's okay because as someone who's covered this team for over two decades, we rattled off some names. Mark Alvin Harper was a guy too. Bert Emanuel. More often than not, the guys that they have paid big dollars for just simply have not panned out.
Except Carl Nix. That was a good signing.
Well, Carl Nix was a good signing until he got infected with MRSA and lost his toe.
Yeah, I think I have MRSA, too.
Do you?
Yeah, right I never now? Filed a lawsuit, though. Me and Lawrence Tynes, I got to get with him.
Okay.
God, I forgot about that. Lawrence Tynes. I wonder what he's up to. I wonder if his toe ever healed.
I don't know.
Did he have to take it off?
I know Carl Nix lost part of his foot.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that MRSA, it's a nasty, you know what.
Yeah, SO something or other. All right. You know what's not nasty?
Burgers and beers at Ford's Garage.
You are reading my mind today, my friend.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm dying for one. I actually went a couple weeks ago, had the salmon. Almost went again this week. The Pewter Cast guys were looking for a place to do their podcast. Ended up the street at another wing and burger joint last night after
Sucks
the
for them.
Arians. Yeah. That's what I told them. I said, listen, you guys come to Brandon Ford's, I'll buy.
There you go.
Well, I'll use a gift card.
For no reason.
You know, not using any of my real money.
Right.
Because I don't have much.
Treat them to a little rum cake for dessert.
Yeah.
I don't want those.
I don't want those too drunk. That's the reason I didn't do it, because I like those guys when they're sober, but I've seen them when they're intoxicated. It's not a pretty sight.
It's hard to get drunk off the rum cake unless you've had some drinks before. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I know Ren real well. He would probably pour a little rum on top of the rum cake.
True.
He would sop up rum with the rum cake.
He's got those little bottles that you bring to the airport, just like in his pocket.
So anyway, but Ford's Garage is a great place to go because the Lightning are getting ready to kick off a playoff run that hopefully culminates into a Stanley Cup trophy here in Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Ford's Garage loves the Tampa Bay Lightning. They love the Buccaneers, too. They love all local Tampa Bay sports. But it's really an underrated place to go. Everybody's going to be at all the big-name wing joints, right, for all these playoff games. Slide into a Ford's Garage. You're going to get better quality
food.
Ton
of TVs.
Ton of TVs, big screens, high definition. They love the Lightning. They'll be on all the TVs. Go check out Ford's Garage, multiple locations throughout Central Florida, even up to Dearborn, Michigan. If you want to watch the Red Wings, I guess you can probably do that up there as well, but they're not going to be in the playoffs. But check out Ford's Garage from Dearborn, Michigan, all the way down to Fort Myers, Florida, and everywhere in between in the central part of the state, from Orlando to St. Petersburg, Tampa, West Chase, Orlando, Lakeland, where else? Brandon, Wesley Chapel, all over the place there's a Ford's Garage. Make sure you go check them out. And as always, make sure to tweet out your information. I don't have the tweet right now in front of me, guys. However, we did have a winner on the
D's
challenge.
Bucks, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Might have been D's Nuts.
No, it wasn't D's Nuts.
No.
It was D's Bucks.
There's always D's something. There's a lot of these weird buck names. But one of those guys actually finished the nachos.
He did.
Now, he says he did.
He says he did.
He took a picture and threw them on the floor.
I was questioning it. I didn't want to play devil's advocate.
He looked like he's a pretty good-sized youngin, so he probably did eat them all.
Yeah.
You know what? He's the first person to take us up on the challenge, so
he wins. That's right.
The autographed signed cover of Barrett Rude.
That's right.
The Pewter Report. And you guys joke about that. It's really nice.
It's
a
massive,
big, blown-up thing. I mean, the framing on it probably cost you guys $100 when you had it done, Scott.
Yes.
So the only problem is I'm not shipping that sucker, so he better live local, and he's going to have to come pick it up. I don't have $100 to ship it to. But anyway, he was the winner. So if you do go to Ford's Garage, though, interact with social media on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Let them know that you are proud. I mean, that they are an appreciated sponsor of the Pewter Nation podcast. And
tweet pictures of your food.
Yes.
And tag Pewter Report and Ford's Garage in them.
Absolutely. And you just may win. We may just throw somebody a $25 gift card this week if somebody does that.
Okay.
What do you think? We'll do that.
For the nachos?
No. Just if you tweet a picture of you at Ford's Garage over the next week, we'll do a drawing. And somebody will get a $25 gift card.
Okay.
Next week when we
do
the podcast. Now, speaking of $50 gift cards, Ford's also gave us a $50 gift card to give to the winner of our reader submitted Bucks Battle Plans.
That's right.
Now, I went ahead and posted the winner on the message board thread, but if I can get a drum roll, Matt. The winner is, right after the break. And we're back live, and we're going to announce the winner of the Reader Submitted Contest. Drum roll, please. And the winner is? We'll announce it next week. No, the winner is Big Sombrero.
Big Sombrero.
Is his name. I don't know his real name, but we decided Big Sombrero. Now, I don't think his was necessarily the best, but it was top three. And of the staff vote, he was mentioned in all of them.
So he accumulated enough points.
He accumulated enough points.
So like the Heisman voting.
Yeah. He's a Big Sombrero is the winner. I'm also going to take everybody else who submitted one, put their names in a hat and draw one out, and they're going to get a $25 Ford's gift card.
Oh, wow. A little bonus gift.
A little bonus gift. So if you participated, you still have a chance to win. We'll be doing that drawing later tonight. Big Sombrero, Mark at PewterReport.com. Get with me so I can get your address so I can mail you out that $50 gift card. And if you're not local, then we'll just keep it. And I'll just eat and drink more.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just kidding. We'll give it to somebody. We'll make sure somebody gets it. So,
we were at this event last night for the Luxury Suite Holders with Bruce Arians, and you guys got to hear the level of enthusiasm that I heard from Bruce up in Indianapolis when he was praising Peyton Barber. I mean, mm-hmm. he said, mm-hmm. "We got a running back." And I think what reading between the lines. If they can get the running game going, which means the offensive line, if they can get better run blocking, Peyton Barber could possibly be a 1,000-yard back.
He will be at, what, 800 yards last year?
Yeah.
I mean, and that was
And they were low priority. He just needs cleaner looks.
It was a low priority under Dirk Cutter. I don't care what he says. He gets, we need to run football. He completely abandoned the running game for the entire season for the most part.
Yeah, which leads me to, is this team, because they're so in love with Peyton Barber, right or wrong, I'm just we're reporting what the team is saying. Jason Light loves him, mm-hmm. and Bruce Arians loves him. Todd McNair loves him. So that leads me to believe that the Buccaneers are probably going to put a second-round tender on Peyton Barber, who's a restricted free agent. That means that he'll get a one-year deal worth $3 million.
Can they offer him a long-term deal
now? They can. Because the same thing happened with Cam Brate. Cam Brate last year signed that long-term extension.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of doing the RFA deal, they gave the one-year RFA deal, restricted free agent deal to Adam Humphries, but they signed Cam long-term. I just don't know what the market value is for Peyton Barber, but if you really like Peyton and say at the very least he's going to be our number two running back, whether Rojo develops or we draft another running back, whatever, maybe you try to sit there and get him at the 800-yard price mm-hmm. before this year, where if he gets 1,000 or 1,100 yards, then the price tag's higher.
You know, I think a guy like Peyton Barber would love the security of a longer-term deal, even though it may be undervalued after a couple of years.
Yeah.
But just because of the fact that, you know, here's a guy who left college early to be able to provide for his family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, $3 million guaranteed for the next 3 years. Just say they guaranteed $6 or $9 million, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. You know, that's a lot of money to this guy. And that secures, you talk about securing his family's future. If he's smart with his money, it should secure his kids' future to a degree. So, you know, I think he's a guy that they can get out of value. If Bruce Arians really believes, and again, I heard it, like you said last night at that event, Scott, you heard the enthusiasm mm-hmm. for Peyton Barber from Bruce Arians. And if that is genuine, then I think that this team but potentially will look at, you know, locking him up for a couple more years. Because like you said, he goes out and runs for 1,200 yards. He's not a $3 million running back next year.
Price tag
He's a $6 million running back next year.
And we saw the running back market last year go a little crazy. Like Jerick McKinnon got, what, north of $5-6 million, somewhere in that range.
Yep.
With the 49ers.
And the, gosh, why do I always forget his name? Is it Deion Lewis who played
went
for
to
the
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Played for the Patriots.
You know, he was one of the guys in my battle plan last year that I thought the Buccaneers would be able to sign relatively cheap in that $3-4 million range. And he got quite a bit more than that to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, so
split time.
That might be a little under the radar signing mm-hmm. to keep an eye out for between now and the middle of next week. It's just, they might do the one-year deal for Peyton, but I'm what we're hearing is they might be trying to do a long-term deal. At least throw some numbers out there and see if they can do a Cam Brate type deal, keep him locked in long-term rather than that one-year restricted free agent deal. But if it is a one-year deal, I think that it's going to be the three.
You know who hates the $3 million rave about Peyton Barber?
Who's that?
Mike Greenberg.
Yeah, right.
Because because now his agent's like, hey, your head coach
losing every bargaining
him.
Chip.
He's
going to
be the feature guy. You can't just pay him, you know. And Mike Greenberg's like, shut up, Bruce.
Shut up, Bruce. Yeah.
Shut up, Bruce.
He is fun to watch, though, Peyton Barber. If you like physicality and stuff like that, because he just bludgeons people
he
when
does.
He runs the ball.
Yeah,
he's fun to watch.
I say he's a more physical running back than Mike Allstott. I'm kidding. People's heads just popped off their shoulders.
No, but you know what? I think that he's somewhere between Mike Allstott and Ernest Graham.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Probably closer to Graham.
Right.
But
better than Graham because he's not a Gator.
But better than Graham because he's not a Gator for you.
Exactly. Much better.
And for every Seminole fan out there.
And, you know, he's an Auburn guy, and Florida State beat Auburn in 2013. So, War Eagles, kiss my ass. we won.
Take that, Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
That's
I
right.
I don't know why I brought Charles Barkley.
Well, he's an Auburn Tiger. Yeah,
he did.
Exactly.
I got a great Charles Barkley story I'll tell you one day.
Is it better than the Chuck Berry story?
No, it's not that good.
Okay.
I'll tell you, it's because it's real quick, and Matt can cut this out if he wants to, but several years ago, Charles Barkley was stumping, I believe, for a Republican governor or something in his home state of Alabama, and Charles Barkley's grandmother said, "Charles, why are you voting for a Republican? They only care about rich people." And he said, "Grandma, I am rich." That makes pretty good sense there. Charles,
yeah. So Charles is no dummy.
Exactly. But he's definitely swung off the Republican. Anyway, enough about politics on this. Although, you want to talk some politics, Scott?
No.
You want to bring up some Trump?
No,
talk about Trump? You sure?
We're ready to end this podcast right now.
All right. We're going to end this podcast. Well, we'll be back next week, and we'll probably do it on Thursday, which gives us an opportunity. We'll kind of know if the Buccaneers do make a surprise signing on. All right, let's do this real quick. If they are going to make a higher tier first wave free agency signing on Wednesday, who's it going to be, Matt?
Brandon Marshall, the linebacker.
Scott?
Tyrann Mathieu.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Landon Mother Effing Collins.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I would love that, but I don't think there's any way that happens. I still say they're trading for Patrick Peterson. Go read my battle plan.
You're dying on the hill, aren't you?
They got to get another cornerback.
I agree.
They've got to get – it's got to be a veteran cornerback.
Yeah. There's going to be some more corners. We've seen now Kevin Johnson get released from the Texans. Right. There's going to be some corners.
Morris Claiborne.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan of him coming out of college, but you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And he did play for Todd Bowles last year.
Yes.
So. And I think whichever veteran cornerback they're signing, and they're going to sign a veteran because it makes no sense to draft another rookie cornerback. This team has got plenty of young cornerbacks.
Can't do it.
They need an established guy opposite Carlton Davis and Vernon Hargraves.
Well, the good news is Brent Grimes is available.
Pass.
Oh, second time people's heads just exploded during this podcast. Anyway, well, it'll be fun. It's always exciting. Scott loves the draft. I love free agency. That's my favorite time of the year, other than when actual football is being played. As far as offseason goes, love free agency. Love to try and call agents, try and get scoop, try and get that breaking story. And we'll be trying to work on that some Wednesday.
One little announcement. You mentioned the draft. We will be doing the
live draft
video draft cast again. Hear from One Buccaneer Place.
And exciting news about that, Scott.
Yes, we have a title sponsor for that event, Edmondson Electric.
Edmondson Electric.
Yep, you'll be...
It's lit.
It's lit and wired. You're exactly right. The electricity is on. We got the power. So we definitely appreciate Edmondson Electric. They just signed on to become one of the major advertising partners with PewterReport.com. You'll be seeing their banner ads on our website. Be sure to click them, check out their website.
Any electrical needs you have, they can handle it.
Yep. And not so much like, hey, I need a new
light bulb.
Yeah, I need a new light bulb, or I need you to come fix my fan.
If you pay them enough, they probably come out.
Yes, they will.
It wouldn't be a good
they really specialize,
move on your part.
They specialize in doing community.
Yeah.
So like all these builders that come in, I live up in Wesley Chapel. They've got a new housing divisions that are just popping up. These subdivisions just pop up left and right. And Edmondson Electric, they're one of the premier Tampa Bay companies, the premier Tampa Bay company to come in and wire all those new homes and get them ready for new Tampa Bay residents.
Make sure you check them out when you start seeing those ads pop up. And if you get a chance to give them a shout on social media or even a phone call and thank them for sponsoring the draft coverage, that would be great as well. Because, again, without all of these sponsors, we can't do this podcast. We can't have PewterReport.com. It does take a lot. And, listen, Scott makes $1 million a year, guys, so we need a lot of good sponsors.
That's some fake news right there.
That is very fake, yeah. Anyway, for Matthew Matera, for Scott Reynolds, I'm Mark Cook. Sam, we'll see you next week for another edition of the Pewter Nation podcast.
Out.
Out.